B-Pod Studios.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
The honk of your horn and flash of your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lauren.
On Facebook, and that's what Jenna is dealing with right now. So, Jenna, tell us what's going on and why you think your friend unfriended you.
Yeah, it's crazy. I have this friend, Aaron, okay, and he has a son who's 5 years old. Now, I have a son that's one, right? And I saw that he was having a birthday party, animal birthday party, zoo theme. He had like a little mini petting zoo. And so I'm like, okay, well, I want to go on his page and see how the party looked, how it turned out. Like, did it look like the kids have a good time? All of that stuff. I wanted to get some inspiration, right? So then I go on Facebook and try to pull up his page. And all of a sudden I see that I have to, like, request him as a friend again. Like, we're not friends anymore. We're not connected.
All right. So wait, what are you posting that you think maybe set him off?
I don't know. I mean, I thought that we were friends, and I feel some type of way about it.
When was the last time, Jenna, you had contact with him on socials? Like, what's our go-back point, our baseline of when you knew that you spoke with him? How many months?
I know he had a birthday in January, and I posted a picture of the two of us and said, happy birthday. Like, that's the last time I remember.
All right, well, we'll figure out. Why is this guy unfriending you? We'll get him on the phone line here.
Yeah, okay.
All right, let's bring him up. Aaron.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Hey, hello?
Hey, bud. Thank you so much for coming on board with the Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show. I understand this must be really confusing.
I don't know what this is all about. A little weirded out.
You didn't win anything. Just, I don't want you to think that you won.
Maybe I'm looking at
that. You didn't win anything.
But I think we're all going to win when you give us an answer here.
We have Jenna on the phone.
Who?
Jenna.
Your friend Jenna.
Oh, what? Okay. All right.
Uh-oh. Do you know Jenna? Do you know a Jenna?
Yeah, I'm just kind of confused as to why.
Okay. All right, Jenna, go ahead.
So, Aaron, I just really want to know why you unfriended me on all of the social media. I thought we were friends.
Wait. What? This is what this is about?
Yeah, it's a segment on our show called Unfriended. It's where we try to get people on the phone and reconnect them and determine why they unfriended you on social media.
We're just trying to get to the bottom of it, Aaron.
I mean, I don't... Oh, man. This has got me completely off guard. What's so important? I don't know why people are so infatuated with social media in the first place, but... I unfriended you?
Yeah.
Are you saying that you don't know that you unfriended her?
I mean, I'm not on there all the time and stuff. And, like,
You know you took the time to click. You have to either mute or unfriend. Aaron, don't. Dude, you're on the radio. You're live. You might as well just come and tell us.
Oh, okay. He posts, like, constant videos and posts about Rodan and Fields is like a skincare solution, you know, like a pyramid scheme stuff. Like, it was constant.
Seriously, Aaron, you know what, just because I have a job and I post about that doesn't mean that we shouldn't have been able to be friends. And if you give me like 10 minutes of your time, you will understand it.
Wait, what? Are you pitching right now?
I've been asking you just for a quick little lunch, a quick little phone call, so you can see how the skincare would make your skin better.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Okay, it'll clear up all your acne.
Oh my gosh, you're
it'll
trying to make a sale. I would have undered her too.
Okay, wait, Jenna, how often are you posting? Because you sound like you're trying to make a sale right this minute.
Well, see, the thing is, I have it on automatic post. So yeah, posts go out every day, okay, maybe twice a day. But it's not me, like, physically posting. They're already automatically set posts.
All right, Jenna, you asked. And we've only done this a couple of times. And now we know, and I kind of agree with Aaron. Like,
I know. I had a friend, and I had to mute her because she was a part of those stupid pyramid schemes, multi-level marketing, and it's like every post it was about this dang product that will make you lose weight, and
it's like pushy. It's kind of got like pushy. A pushy element to it when it's on our timeline. So.
I don't have a problem. Honestly, like, it doesn't bother me as long as you're not private messaging me like every 3 seconds to buy something. I don't care what you do on your page.
Thank you, Lauren. That's why I'm not going to change anything. That's exactly why.
Okay, she's not going to change, Aaron, she said.
Whatever it is you need, just call me. We'll talk about it. But for God's sake, I can't deal with the ads, the constant ones. But we'll talk about this later. I gotta get to work.
All right. Thanks, Aaron. Thanks for coming on with us, Aaron.
No problem. Thank you.
All right. Keep it up, Rodan and Fields. You're on your way.
Only if you recruit 7 more people underneath you, and then you'll then get to this level to make even more money.
You know what Jenna's going to do? Jenna's going to play this podcast at the next convention. Jenna, congratulations to Jenna, who got play on radio.
Yeah, free advertising.
Yes. Jenna, come on up here and tell us all about it. All right. Good luck, Jenna. Thanks for calling.
Living life through Manny's eyes.
Guys, we just go to the sink, soap up our arms, soap up our legs, wet our hair, and we're on our way.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I've never done that.
I have. And I'm not proud of it.
Hear Manny weekday mornings exclusively with the MRL Morning Show on KISS 95.1. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.